The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا, O you who believe, استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
Dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Assalamu alaikum. Now let's listen to the speech of Sheikh Jafar Jafar.
I begin in the name of Allah, the Most Kind, the Most Merciful. It's due to that kindness and mercy that we have these opportunities where we gather to learn more about Him, Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Yesterday we began a discussion regarding prophetic advice, advice that the Prophet counseled our first Imam alayhi salam and asked him to preserve these things. And what we said about these advice as we go through them for the rest of this month and probably after as well is that these things are very practical, very doable. Now, as far as its implementation into our lives will really depend on where we are in the perspective of faith. How much do we engage in these things in the first place for us to be able to let go of them so that we can connect to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And yesterday we talked about the first prophetic advice, which was to always speak the truth and to never have a word of a lie come out of our mouth. And so we discussed that in detail. Today we come to the second advice, where the Prophet, peace and blessings be upon him and his family, says, وَالثَّانِيَا الْوَرَعُ وَلَا تَجْتَرِي عَلَىٰ خِيَانَةٍ أَبَدًا. Again, twice this abada comes, yeah? He says, the second advice I give you is to practice wara'. And we will talk about what is wara'. Yeah, wara'a comes from the root, from the word wara', that waw ra'ain, wara'a. He says the second is to practice wara' and never venture upon any type of khiyana ever. Yeah, khiyana is treachery, right? Betrayal. It's the opposite of amana. Yeah, if you are ameen, then you are not a khain. But if you are not ameen, if you are a person who is not trustworthy, then by default you are a person who betrays your trust and you practice khiyana. It is the same in Urdu, khiyanat. It is very similar meaning to the Arabic word. What is wara? The Prophet says, practice wara. Wara is translated as piety. Yeah. Oftentimes birr is translated as piety. This is wara is also understood as being piety, but it's an action based of piety. You know, wara basically from the station of spiritual progression, wara comes after taqwa. When you have taqwa and you have this relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the next thing you want to do is preserve that relationship. And the relationship is preserved through wara'. Wara'a literally basically means to be extra vigilant, extra cautious, to avoid anything that will distance me from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is what wara'a is. Yeah. And when a person does that, they are practicing piety, they are pious. So let me repeat that, right? Because this is important, that wara' is to be extra mindful, extra vigilant. So it's more than normal, right? So you are cautious beyond the norm about not doing anything that will violate your relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What that tells us is that we have already in some form or way developed a relationship with God. And so we realize how difficult it was to, number one, develop a relationship with God. Not because God is hidden, but because my own life was not maybe in line or in sync with God's wishes. But I was able to mold myself. I was able to let go of all the different vices that were distancing me from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so I was able to develop a relationship with God. Now that I have a relationship with God, piety or wara is to then ensure that I don't do anything that will once again break that relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Right? And so wara is an extremely important step in our journey towards God, but it's very action-based. And so when the Prophet says practice wara, he's talking about practicing piety. Now, When you read the books of Akhlaq, it's very interesting that there are levels of piety depending on the level of the person themselves. So depending on one's spiritual state, they could be practicing a different level of wara as opposed to somebody else who may not have that same state of piety. We talked about this yesterday, that when we, for example, do istighfar, the reasons we may be doing istighfar are different than why the Prophet did istighfar. Of course they're different. He didn't commit sins like I commit sins. He didn't make mistakes like I make mistakes. But we find that he continuously engaged in istighfar. The reason was that his connection to God and his reason for doing it was different because of his spiritual state, right? And so the more we progress towards God, the more our challenges differ, the more our abilities differ. You know, even the fact that, like, sometimes when we think about, like, tests, right? Like, for example, like, our tests are not like the tests of the people of Afghanistan, are they? No, they're not, man. I don't have to worry about somebody planting a bomb here, somebody doing that. And Allah protect us, inshallah, because you never know. But at the same time, I don't have to have those same type of fears. I don't have to worry where I'll get my meal. I don't have to worry if Taliban's going to come knock on my door. I don't have to worry about all of these things, right? And so my tests are different. Now, that doesn't mean that God doesn't like me, right? Because, you know, like sometimes we hear these traditions that say that a believer whom God loves will constantly be in one form of bala after another form of bala. Now when you read that, or when I read that, it'll be like, subhanallah, does that mean God doesn't love me? Because my balas are not like that. My balas could be small. My trials could be much smaller from perspective. Yes, they are there to hold on to my faith, no doubt. Holding on to our faith when in times of ease and luxury may be considered to be more difficult. But I think that depending on our outlook of faith, depending on our spiritual state, simply recognizing that my tests are not reserved for negative aspects alone, but rather my journey or daily journey to break through the shackles that are distancing me from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is my test. You understand? Yeah? I hope you understand, right? I know it's very difficult, yeah? But stay with me, okay? That the tests differ depending on rank. So like if I have a higher spiritual state and it comes from effort, right? Like we don't just trip on a higher spiritual state. We don't just slip on it or fall on it. No, you earn it, right? But as we earn it, what we realize is that daily there are distractions which are distancing me from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And these distractions in many instances are halal. Yeah, they are allowed. Allah wants them to enjoy us. But in my enjoyment of those things, I continue to be distant from God. And so as a believer of that type of rank, that becomes my daily test that God showers upon me. Just the recognition of that, it's a huge relief or a huge awareness of what my tests are. We'll continue with other advice, inshallah. But again, as a homework assignment. Yesterday, our homework assignment was very simple. Try not to lie one day, right? Today, our homework assignment is very simple. Don't sin. I'm not asking you to not sin forever. What I'm asking you is just not sin tomorrow. Yeah? And then the day after, don't sin that day. Never look at it as forever, because it's too hard to think about it as forever. But just don't sin one day at a time. And each day will be a day of Eid for us, inshallah.
You're listening to Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. This program entitled Minbar. Our email address is englishradio@irib.ir.
Rahi. كريم عظيم عليم حليم حكيم متين غفور شكور ودود قيوم رؤوف صبور
وآل محمد يا مؤمنين صل عليه.